Welcome back to Mugs of the Morning on KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM. Tristan Winder and George Lobby, glad to be with you. Thanks to local shelter insurance agents Brent Rogo and Pete Bowles, community strong all day long. Great opportunity for our community to attend Music on the Bricks this weekend in the historic Canteen District, George.
Hey, you're trying to get me in a good mood, aren't you?
Yeah,
you're trying to get me in a good mood talking about this.
Live local music, if that doesn't put you in a good mood, I don't know what will.
Well, yeah, I hope everybody comes down. We're working real hard to make it a nice community event. There's a lot of buzz out there about it, and we're happy about that. We're totally delighted. And come on down. We'll have a lot of kids' games. I was talking to the gal last night. The Girl Scouts are going to help us run those. And
oh, cool.
Got a nice spread about that, and we're going to have a room. And we're going to have some older girls, Girl Scouts, watching the kids and helping them. So there'll be a little mature people around to supervise and kind of keep an eye. And parents will be able to come out on the square there in the intersection and have a beer if they want, and
sure.
We'll keep an eye on the kids and talk to the friends and neighbors. So we're looking forward to a real good event. It's always been that way, and we're working hard to keep it that way. It's just $5 to get in, too.
That's the thing. It doesn't get much
better. Yeah, we thought we'll go one more year. Everybody else is raising their prices, but we thought we'll go one more year and just try to keep it real affordable. So
let's talk a little bit about the history of Music on the Bricks, George. When did this idea take form?
It came about in the Great Eclipse of 2017.
Okay.
And actually, Tom Gosnell, who's lives out of town, he's pushing for it. He's got relatives here in town. His sister is a music teacher in town. And he kind of brought it up and was thinking, hey, we should do something. And it was in the back of my mind already. And Don Curry, that I work with, we've been doing open mics for a long time, and I've had some festivals on the downtown, and in the past, I was looking through my files last night looking for something, and I found 2011, we had a couple things, and
cool.
So I learned a lot trying to do those and how that worked and you know, what to do, what people wanted, and so Husker Radio had some barbecues down there,
yep.
And actually got the first liquor license down there, special permit to serve alcohol. And that worked fine. And, so we tried it, and the council was okay with it. The city was great. City manager, city administrator Jim Hawks, he basically told the departments, he said, whatever these guys want to do, help them, you know.
Jim Hawks.
Well, the city's helpful, too.
I mean,
it's just, they're just helpful people. And it's amazing, it's incredible, and it's touching sometimes how much they try to help and how compassionate they are and caring. And, well, anyway, so that's the first one, and it went over well, and so we're like, hey, let's just keep doing them. So we're staying with it. Of course, COVID interrupted, but
sure.
The next year we came back with two that year. We came back in May as soon as the governor allowed that kind of gatherings and stuff, because I felt like the COVID pandemic was this in May 2021, and that it was, the danger was a lot less.
And this is an outdoor event, too.
And studying. Yeah, and it's an outdoor event. So it all went fine, and we didn't have any big outbreaks from that, and everybody had a great time. And, you know, at that point, everybody was really happy to get out and do stuff again and kind of be with other people.
Yeah.
You know, it was a long year and a half in there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, wow, everybody's wearing masks. You couldn't see eyes. It was kind of creepy. But anyway, so we got out all out, and then we just, here we come again.
Music on the Bricks, this is year number six, right?
This is event number six.
Event number six, okay.
Yeah, because we had two to make up for the one we missed with COVID, yeah.
But so event number six, Music on the Bricks, it's going to be this week. Is it the 12th and 13th?
Weekend, yes, Friday and Saturday nights.
Awesome.
Yep.
Let's talk about the lineup. Who can we see at Music on the Bricks this year?
Well, the featured artist is Stan Raitz, and I don't know how many people know about him, but we've written some stuff about him. But he grew up in North Platte, learned how to play music. He took up the saxophone in grade school, and he was taught by local teachers, and including Virgil French and I want to say Romasek. I can't remember his first name. It's on our story on our website.
Okay.
And anyway, he still gives a lot of credit when I ask him a little bit about himself to put – you know, tell people that was one of the first things he mentioned. And he loves North Platte. He comes back. His mother used to live here. She passed away a couple of years ago. And he'd come back, and he'd slip downtown, and he'd just play his saxophone by himself to listen to that sound coming around the buildings and stuff. Some people have heard him, and that's how I first
learned. That's how you met him, right?
So, yeah, I went down to see what was going on, and there he was. And we had a little chat. And, you know, he's a real humble guy, but he's played with bands all over the country, and he's played his whole life, and he's taught music for 37 some years.
Oh, cool.
He can play all these, a lot of horns, and I was talking to Kim Baxter last night a little bit, and he said he's going to play a little piccolo with Kim.
Ooh, wow.
And company. Yeah, just to show, I mean, that'll demonstrate his versatility.
Yes, that's cool.
So he's going to play, I think, with all the bands. It's looking like if they all make quarter, Stan can sit in and play with anybody. But, of course, Kim is very popular in his own right, mm-hmm. and well-loved. From
Chance fame, of course, right. too, if we're going way back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'd been in music all his life and been performing all his life.
Great musician, but an even better person.
Well, he's one of those people that doesn't get personal about stuff. If they disagree, you know, there's a way and a place to do it.
Yep.
Yeah, he's very congenial guy and well-respected. Of course, he's an eye doctor, so... Yep.
For a little bit longer.
Anybody in that
retirement's
medical profession,
looming for Kim.
Yeah, he said he was going to retire in September.
And he'll be performing with his talented daughter, Michaela, right?
Right. Michaela will sing with him, and then Fred Schlickburn is on drums. And this will be the third year, I think, if I'm counting right, that Fred's backed him on drums. Fred's an old Nebraska drummer, too. He's played in bands. And yeah, he's playing in bands when I was a young man in the 70s. And they had a great band, and Fred's a really good guy. So we focus on local people and try to give them a nice venue to perform, and most of them are just delighted to have a chance to play for a bigger audience, and, you know, people love it too. It's great that we have that kind of talent here, and in a way it's a shame we don't spotlight it more. But I'm just delighted to be able to do some of that because it just seems right.
It's a wide variety of music, too. We're talking about some of the musicians, but we're talking a wide variety of music. You're going to really, if you're a country fan, we have Top Shelf Country making their return here to North Platte.
Yeah.
Dr. Baxter does a little bit of everything, and then we know that Stan's going to be doing pretty much everything.
Stan's going to, he can play jazzy stuff. I mean, he plays the most sophisticated music and the simplest basic music, and he usually can just sit in with a band and start playing.
Wow.
He's been down to open mic. He sat in with me a couple times.
And oh, cool.
I was like, whoa, this is flattering, you know. You kind of feel like you're he's just incredible.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So who else? Good young band. We don't overlook them. Wild Roses.
Okay.
They're out of Kearney, but they've got two North Platte graduates. Graduated in the 2 or 3 years ago, and one of them from the high school, Stephen Kane, I believe it is, and Cassie Brown from St. Pat's. And Cassie's a lead singer, and she plays guitar, and Steve drums, and they've got a bass player, and they may have another instrument with him too, plus Stan, and they do nice rock. They're really good. In fact, if you hear the commercial that you guys are running, you'll hear their music in the background.
Oh, awesome.
And I got two commercials. One of them is for Stan with the background of him playing his sax, which I actually recorded him playing on the street one time.
In downtown North Platte.
Yeah, so that's him live and playing on the street solo in North Platte. And the other one's Wild Roses and an original song. And they're a driving band. They're a good, energetic band.
Cool. That's awesome. If folks want to get tickets, how can they do so, George?
There's no tickets. Just come.
Okay, awesome.
Just come to the gate. We'll have a lot of room. We got the whole downtown area to play with. So
bring your lawn chairs, all right?
Bring your lawn chairs. We'll have picnic tables, and on Saturday we'll have some bleachers. But other than that, you're up to your own. So bring your lawn chairs. Yeah.
And it's Friday and Saturday. What are the times for Music on the Bricks this week, George?
Kim starts at 7:30, and the other Saturday night we'll start about 6. We'll start the music at 6. So you come early. The gates will be open an hour or so early. And Good Life on the Bricks. The stages will be down in that area of downtown. So they'll have refreshments and carry out food. And
awesome.
I think we were talking yesterday, they're going to bring out a table and set it up there on the street, too. And we'll have some food trucks, too, on Saturday.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Awesome. Temperature-wise, not going to be too bad. Friday, upper 90s, clear in the evening, around 68. Saturday, going to be sunny and hot near 100 degrees, but cooling off in the evening around 67. Wrapping up Mugs in the Morning.
Yeah, it cools off and there's a lot of shade.
Yeah, there is. It's going to be worth it. Quick check of our time and temp. Thanks to Mike and the crew from your local Grease Monkey. You could find them on the ones in North Platte. 903 Central at 66 degrees. Sunny today with a high near 93, then 97 Wednesday and Thursday. 98 Friday, triple digits Saturday. But like we said, cooler temperatures come the evening Friday and Saturday for Music on the Bricks. It's going on Friday and Saturday. George, as always, we appreciate the time.
Thanks a lot. Good luck this weekend. I appreciate being able to come in here and talk about stuff.
Absolutely.
Have a great week.